It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, that is Todd Loya, followed by Pugs Dread and Kruger. Gentlemen, how goes your evenings?
Namaste.
Goes chilling.
Well. Yeah. Cool. We're on the road to Halloween.
Well, we're.
I call it road to Halloween.
It's fine, Todd.
I know. I just
WrestleMania gets like 3 months, so.
Yeah. So you're the asshole that already put you as your Christmas stuff out, right? We aren't even like 2 minutes into this.
The wrestling reference. Yeah, I was going to bring that up until Todd brought up the Christmas bullshit. My friend saw a fucking some candy cane and Christmas colored bullshit in, I think it was Michael's. It's like, it's fucking August. What are we doing?
they kind of push. They start almost immediately now, like neck and neck. You'll get the Halloween, but then like within a week, the Christmas stuff is popping up at Walmart.
And that's not even true. Thanksgiving. This is horseshit.
At Walmart it is.
No, they do them side by side.
That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
You but said not, after Halloween, Christmas, but no, they're already
You might
there.
Get like a week where you'll have Halloween before Christmas, but it's, yeah, it's not very long. Yeah, I'm already eyeing my Halloween purchase, which is a spirit that Sam one they put out a while ago. So we'll see what happens. But we got movies to review, so we'll get right into it. Our first film of the evening is Monstrous, which is from director Bruce Wempel. And this one follows: a young woman goes searching for answers after her friend mysteriously vanishes in Whitehall, New York, an Adirondack town known for its Bigfoot sightings. She quickly learns that hiding in the woods is an evil far more sinister than she could ever imagine. Okay, well, I'm just like using my psychic abilities here. I think this might be Kruger's favorite movie of 2020. I'm just guessing. Kruger, what say you?
This movie really, really disappointed me. From the trailer, it looked like it was going to be a Bigfoot-heavy movie, and it really isn't. Bigfoot's kind of just like a side, like a side plot device, and it's really more about a girl looking for, I think, her sister, and ending up in, you know, a predicament, and just, I don't know, man. This movie fucking, I really did not enjoy it all. A lot of the Bigfoot stuff, they copy straight from the found footage movie Exist, which is 1,000 times better than this. Go watch that.
Yeah.
Acting, you know, isn't really well done, especially with one of our, especially with our main antagonist. Like, I didn't buy it at all. That she was a bad guy or, you know, crazy or anything really like that. And there's, you know, a couple of bright moments, but especially towards the end. But overall, it really isn't that well made. And I'd much rather you guys go watch Exist than this piece of shit, honestly.
Exist, and there's another one called Primal Rage.
Primal Rage is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, there's some like unknown Sasquatch movies out there that are quite good.
Well, now we get to ask, have you seen Night of the Demon? I haven't.
Oh, we will make that what happened. Yes. For sure. That's an October one. Yeah, that's a Bigfoot one from the '80s, but we'll just leave it at that.
1980, cool. I believe. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Wait, Dan's getting excited.
I love Night of the Demons so much. I love that movie.
Come on, let us get one of those tater noises.
I didn't know I made it, so that was just a completely.
You don't have the soundboard again yet, because that would totally be like.
I mean, I can imitate it, like.
Oh no!
Fresh fries, mashed potatoes.
No! Just the. It came naturally that one time.
Came naturally. All right. Well, then you got natural Sling Blade. But
we do.
On that note, all right. So those are some examples of more like straight up squatch flicks. This is.
Hold on. Todd, stay on topic. Sorry. There you go. That was all my fault.
Yeah. God damn it, Todd.
Hey, look, I didn't.
Derailing the shit. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, this is very light on Bigfoot. And what you get, at least up until the end, is pretty much just Bigfoot in the shadows, which I was kind of cool with the way they did it at the beginning. Just kind of getting the idea of the scope and everything. I was
it definitely looked better in some shots than it didn't, others.
Yes. And he does have a very cool moment towards the end. I will give you that. But for the most part, this is kind of more of a, it's kind of like a romance to a point, and then it's kind of more about the human characters for the relationship between the two girls through the majority of the movie. It was fine. I thought the performances were okay. The heel was a little, I kind of see what you mean.
The villain in the piece
was not great, but I thought the acting was okay. I liked the lead girl, but this is just going to disappoint a lot of you looking for a Sasquatch flick. And like I said, there's more than you think that aren't as well known and are very good. So those are two examples that you should absolutely check out. And I should say Primal Rage, not the Code Red Bo Svenson flick, it just one that kind of flew under the radar.
From a few years back. I want to say 2014.
It might have been more recent than even that.
2015, I think.
Yeah,
I
something know. Like that. It's been within the last four or five.
I don't know. It's fucking great. It really is. Anybody that loves practical effects and loves Bigfoot need to watch that movie.
Yeah. Primal Rage and Exists, guys. A great. Yeah. Hell, maybe we'll even do it on the show at some point. It's a great double feature for a second.
Yeah, I feel like we got to do Exists. I think it's the ultimate Bigfoot movie.
I haven't seen it, so we could do a Bigfoot one with a couple that we just named.
Let's sure. Do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd be down to do a Bigfoot episode.
Yeah.
It's an okay movie, I guess, as long as you understand you're not going in for a Bigfoot movie. Would I ever watch this one again? No, not really. I don't feel like there's enough there. It held my interest just enough, but yeah, I wanted more Bigfoot. And it's not like it's some like slow burn horror masterpiece where you get him and then it's like, it's just kind of blah. I mean, what did you think, Pugs?
So this short film with Bigfoot was interjected with a mystery, and it was just okay. I do like the way Bigfoot looked. I wish they would have kept him in the dark a little bit more. But again, I would like more Bigfoot in a Bigfoot. Well, yeah, it's not a Bigfoot movie, but it's advertised as one, so that's misleading. I like the story, the whodunit story. It was fine. The antagonist was kind of non-threatening, but bitches can go psycho, so that out of nowhere is fine with me. It's just okay. I wasn't impressed, but I didn't hate it.
I have a pitch after Todd gives his thoughts, but Todd,
my thoughts are Dan shouldn't do his pitch. But
it's Sasquatch related. Yeah,
is it sexual?
Squatch?
No, it's not
sex squatch.
What is everybody? That's a movie. There's actually two Sex Squatch movies. Thank you.
I know that. Well, there we go. Now we got a second Bigfoot show. Bigfoot After Dark. Write it down, Dan. I'm with you guys. I'm kind of like, well, I don't know. I didn't hate it like Krueger, but I didn't love it either. I liked the beginning and the end. Shocker. There was some. There was an idea in there. I did like the female lead. I didn't like the female antagonist because, like everyone said, she didn't seem real threatening. But there was also that little glimmer of crazy in there, so I can kind of get it. But yeah, I mean, we're not talking Arlene Wuornos or anything, so that's the hitchhiker you don't want to pick up.
That monster, or monstrous.
Oh, there we go. Now, if it was a crossover and that was in the middle and it bookended by Bigfoot,
it turns out she's fucking Bigfoot just when she doesn't bathe or something.
See, okay, already better.
Eileen Wuornos versus Bigfoot is actually a pretty good, just
these are compliant. I don't think that's we ever awesome. Talked about the Sam Elliott one that was recent. The Sam Elliott Bigfoot movie.
Oh, the man who killed Bigfoot and then Hitler then Bigfoot. Dom and JD from Postmortem, they talk about it all the time. And
well, I haven't watched it.
Awful. I haven't seen
it. Oh, awful. Okay.
We should still watch it.
Yeah. We've got probably a couple Bigfoot shows.
You know, I do like Awful too, which.
Fun can be had with Awful. As long as you know ahead of time.
With like a watch along would be good.
Yeah.
If I were still back in West Virginia, I wasn't far from like Burkittsville, it would have been fun to do like some of these woods themed things like right in there. But maybe I'll go back sometime to visit. I also lived near Squatch Country at one point. So
now I'm just envisioning a Blair Witch with just Dan.
That movie, you would have like seven of them by now. Seven. Six.
I would like to see that.
I want to see Dan at the end. It's just him facing the wall.
Here's the cover art. You've got the sticks, and you've got my hat laying on the sticks, covered in blood. Boom.
No, we're gonna have the close up on your face. You can see the hat, and the snot coming out of your nose.
Yes.
Yeah,
it has to be the classic shot. Because we're absolutely talking a bit about Bigfoot now.
I'm down.
Should we rate this one and talk spoilers?
My pitch, but I'll that's okay. It was a Harry and the Hendersons too, but that's cool. I'll give it later. I'll make that the teaser for the Bigfoot show. All right, spoiler time. But before we get into that, Patreon.com/
Are we going to rate it?
Oh, we didn't. All right. Well, you threw me off, Todd.
When I asked if we were going to rate it now, I threw you off.
Shut up, Todd. I am a 2.
Okay.
It has its moments, but it's not that good.
I thought he was going to talk shit. He was like, I'm going to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm actually with you, right on with you, Dan. I'm a 2.
All right. I think I liked it the most out of everyone. I'm going to give it a 3. Hmm. I like the girls. I'm surprised Dan didn't give it more of a thing for the. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm shocked you didn't say anything about the
stuff. You know why?
And I just made a point in the host chat of me being good, and yet you bring it up, and
because it's shocking.
Yes,
but yeah, but, 3.
It's a new Dan.
But yes, with a warning, you're not getting a Bigfoot movie.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah,
I give this shit a fucking 1.5.
There you go.
This is a fucking turd. Go watch Primal Rage and go watch Exist. Especially Exist, because they completely steal Exist's fucking story and do it terribly. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, and moving on to our next film of the evening from director John Lawrence, Uncle Peckerhead. The title of the summer, by far. When a punk band scores their first tour, life on the road proves tough when they are joined by a man-eating demon as a roadie. Okay, so this is definitely one of those movies we don't need to know anything about. It's Uncle Peckerhead, so obviously review it.
I was a child because every time that name has been brought up, I just giggle like a little girl.
Well, Pugs, you're the only one that's in a band, so it makes sense that you go first on Uncle Peckerhead.
Oh, okay.
Do you kind of want him as a roadie now?
I would totally have Uncle Peckerhead as a roadie. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's the man.
Something, yeah. Make it happen.
He would be treated like a king if he can get us paid like that every time. yeah, Uncle Peckerhead. That movie's fucking fun. So it has like this quirky, awkward vibe, but like it's super funny. I really did not expect it to be this funny and gross. There's the scene in particular where it's not just one thing. They added another element that they saved for the perfect time, and it was fucking nasty, and I laughed my ass off. Yeah, this movie's just fun. I'm surprised how hard the band went. It's like an evil Green Day type music. That was cool.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They sound like a better Green Day. Because I hate Green Day.
They do. And yeah, it's all around. It's fun. I highly recommend this movie. I don't want to give too much away.
Damn.
What did you think, Kruger?
Definitely a fun horror comedy. Reminded me of being a pro wrestler. A lot, honestly. Especially with that pay issue. but yeah, this is a good time. The guy that plays Uncle Peckerhead has a very funny, dry sense of humor at times. And then, and then he, like, when he gets crazy, it's this whole movie is just a good time, and I highly recommend it. Also, big props for the gore effects all throughout the movie, all practical and all top-notch stuff. There's one kill I'll talk about in the spoiler section that had me shouting at the TV in joy.
Yeah, it's not like wall-to-wall gore, but the few times where it really like goes balls to the wall, it's good. All I'll just say is metalheads. yeah, this one's a lot of fun. This was a pleasant surprise. Peckerhead actually reminded me a little bit of Kevin Gage. Kind of looks like him, and I was thinking like, oh, that'd be funny. And yeah, there's a few points where I was laughing my ass off at this. There's a kind of some projectile stuff going on. I wanted a little bit more out of the finale, I think. A little more at the ending. But quite frankly, I could even see possibly a follow-up to this.
Definitely.
I'd be down as fuck for a sequel. But yeah, no, this is like just a splatterfest, hilarious horror comedy. I think Chet Siegel played Judy. I thought she was really good.
I liked her too. I even liked the one with no soul.
Yeah.
she was tough. I liked her too.
Yeah.
What did you think, Todd? Because yeah, this was
loved it. I was pleasantly surprised. Some of the dread pictures, epic stuff, can go 50-50. Mm-hmm. And I was like, good title, but let's see if it delivers. And in my opinion, it 100% delivered. If you get a chuckle out of the title, you're gonna enjoy the movie. if you say Uncle Peckerhead, maybe not for me. You might be right, but you might not, because it's still a lot of fun.
I liked how they were like so easily accepting of him at the beginning, like just like, oh, okay. And,
when you don't have a ride to your gig, that's a that's about. I've been in situations like that.
Yeah, I actually, it would be kind of funny if this were like the same movie but with pro wrestling.
Dude. I would want Uncle Peckerhead as my fucking manager.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're getting beat down, and then he like just flies
over. It's midnight.
Oh, it's an indie show. Then we're after midnight. So
damn that long intermission. It just starts ripping everybody apart. Yeah. This one, guys, is a good time. Like I said. Towards the end, I think I wanted, I don't know, a little more to the ending, but it's satisfying enough. The cast is great. And yeah, I want the further adventures of Peckerhead. I want Peckerhead in space. I want Peckerhead, I don't know, goes to Vegas.
Peckerhead uncut.
That sounds like the Bourne parody.
Yeah. Oh man, it's got to do some business, and we'll get the porn parody. We're gonna probably stroke this movie a little bit more during our spoiler segment. Todd, go ahead and rate it.
Yeah, I'm a 5. I love this fucking thing.
Pugs,
5. This is just too good and too fun, and like it hit me like out of nowhere. I should have expected to love it as much as I did with a name like Uncle Pluck and Peckerhead. But yeah, 5.
Kruger,
I knew what I was I knew, you know, how this movie was going to be from the trailer, and had a good time with it. But I absolutely love it, so I'm giving it a 4 out of 5.
Okay, I'm a 4.5. If they had just brought it home a little bit more, I could be higher. But I absolutely love this movie, and I want more, more Peckerhead.
Yeah, please make a sequel to this, man. Like,
absolutely.
Are we talking about blowjob eyes?
God, the dialogue was so good. Like, whoever wrote this shit.
Yeah, I'm definitely watching this again.
Oh yeah,
people taste like
it. Matthew John Lawrence was the writer and director. Trying to see what else he's got coming. Well, this is his most recent.
Who was that bald guy? He looked familiar. The bald singer dude.
I can't think. Ruby McCall.
The Viking Raiders, right?
I think it's. They can be in the sequel. Like I said, it could actually work that this segued into the wrestling world.
How did Dan just get Viking Raiders in there with made no sense? I don't even know what he's talking about.
It was the bald dude. The bald dude. He's a Viking Raider.
I didn't do that.
You know, with Dan's hat off, he looks like one of the Highlanders.
Take it off.
Which one are you? Are you the one who got fired for going to TNA or the other one?
Am I the skinny ginger one? I don't think so.
I don't know. If you're going to do wrestling, I'm going to bring up some stupid shit.
On that
note, spoilers.
To the spoilers. Okay. We'll be doing both films. Flesh Wound Feature. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. It all starts at $1. Lots of cool shit on there, guys. You should check it out. Exclusives, uncensored. Also on Twitter at Flesh Wound Radio. Be sure to join that. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio Group, and the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. We're on all platforms, including our original home, Blog Talk Radio, and all that good stuff. So now, without further ado, spoiler time. So if you don't want these movies spoiled, which you shouldn't, be sure to pick up and listen to us later. All right. So Monstrous first. Want to knock out any spoilers on that first. All right. Monstrous. I did pop a little bit towards the end, though. I'll be honest. Like, when he just took his foot and just fucking
gave. Yeah, that was the only good thing, though, yeah. Man. Like, that was the only good thing about the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a slice to the neck that was pretty cool. That was this movie, right?
I know what you're talking about. I mean, it was all right. But I'm so fucking mad that they just like went with the same exact story as the Exist movie. Like, it's so lazy. Like, there's not that many Bigfoot movies. I've seen most of them. So, like, that just bothered the hell out of me. And the other half of the story really isn't that good, you know, especially when you're going in hoping, you know, for some good Bigfoot killing motherfuckers. And you really just get this kind of Lifetime-esque type of film.
I actually feel, and they had the vibe for it, that if they were going to do it this way, maybe make it more of an erotic thriller for me. I mean, because it's we were getting all this steamy stuff, but you know, they really didn't.
Was it just me, or did Bigfoot just feel like an afterthought? Like, hey, we have like two parts of a movie. How can we just fill it out? I'm like, hey, yeah.
I think there's two problems that would have made this movie better, at least from perspective. And that is, one, not marketed as a Bigfoot movie. Do the Bigfoot as a swerve, kind of like from Dusk Till Dawn, when all of a sudden you're in a vampire movie. Because if you see the original marketing from that, they weren't all about that part. And if they would have done that and it would have been a swerve, you'd been like, oh, shit, there's Bigfoot. And it would have been better.
But what do you market it as? Lesbians in a cabin? I mean,
marketed like it as a killer movie. Jesus. Like a
thriller type thing. Yeah. Lesbian in the cabin might have worked.
Yes, Dan, we know you don't three copies.
It's true.
The other thing I wanted to say was at the end, those silhouette shots of the Sasquatch were fucking dog shit. Yeah. They were so bad. And he was just like all static and, you know, not moving, and it did not look good.
Better
like I did like the suit though in some of the scenes, but the stuff towards the end just did not look good at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, this is probably gonna disappoint anybody looking for a Bigfoot movie, quite frankly. But it's not
Stoner horror. Dude was cool though.
The what?
Oh, the Stoner dude.
Oh yes. Though. Yes.
Ordering from that fucking Mexican place. Like, we've all been there. Like,
yeah, it's delicious. Like, what did he say? Was it the taquitos or something? I can't remember what he said. It's like, I shouldn't have done it. I was like, really? That's how we're getting rid of him? All right. Well, on that note, Uncle Peckerhead spoilers. That shit scene was funny as fuck.
Oh my god, that part grossed me the fuck out, because like we were used to the blood already, and then they're gonna add the new element of feces. And then they're all riding in the van without washing off.
Dude, I'm sorry, you got dookie on you.
How about when Uncle Peckerhead fucking Sub-Zero fatality the motherfucker? That was awesome. Was badass. Like, yeah. Spinal cord and all, like the effects were really well done. Whoever did that, give yourself a pat on the back.
I like when Judy was kind of being a bitch and they were like hosing him off and he was like laughing, and then the story about the metalheads. The humor is like very, it's not over the top, it's just, well, the gore is, but it's like just very subtle sometimes how they react.
When she gave blowjob eyes the fucking invoice for the plan B, that also got me pretty fucking good. she was all about it, and then he was making band noises, being all sling blade. She was just like, I'm checking out.
Yeah.
Dan's like, I was like looking in the mirror.
Been there.
Oh, the gore when he starts, just when he like bites the arm off too. I mean, there were so many cool kills in this one. This is a good party movie. Fuck, double this one up with Yummy, guys. If you haven't watched that, that's a great night at the movies. I want those in a theater. I would go right now to see a double of that. But yeah, man, great gore. Fantastic cast. I just wanted something a little bit more towards the end. And I understand it's not a big budget movie, and yeah, it might have just been a case of running out of money. I don't know. But the further adventures of Uncle Peckerhead, it needs to happen.
There you go.
And on that note, that is all I have. Any other final thoughts, guys?
Yeah, go watch Exist and Primal Rage for good Bigfoot movies, and hopefully we'll be reviewing them soon. Yeah.
We'll cover them. All right, guys.
Good night. We wish you meets well.
Peace out.